Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome a couple of gentlemen to the show. First of all, Ronnie Lott is back, one of the most fearsome defensive backs in the history of the NFL, the Hall of Famer, and also a young golfer on the APGA Tour named Michael Herrera. Ronnie, let's start with you. You were down at Spanish Hills. You're at the Cedric the Entertainer Golf Classic. You're waiting at your hole, and you run into a young golfer, and a bond was formed. Is that right?
Yeah, it was formed, and the reason that it was formed is that right away he shared not only what he could do, but he also shared what he's trying to do. And so as Michael described to me that he was on, he's a part of the diversity community and the adversity APGA. And when he started talking to me about all this, I was like, wow. And so before you know it, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, well, who's sponsoring you and what are you trying to do and what are you trying to accomplish? And right away, you know, as we all know, when we've been in that situation, I was a rookie and I know what it feels like and I'm trying to figure it all out. And I learned right at that moment that here's a guy that is trying to get better, but he also is a guy who knows that, you know what, maybe I can use some help. And to me in life, you know, being a rookie, being in those situations myself, I recognize that here's an opportunity for me to hopefully, you know, help and hopefully put him in a situation where he gets better. And maybe at some point he's able to, you know, do what he wants to do, and that is to, you know, improve as an athlete, but more importantly, improve as a great citizen. And so that's what I felt, and that's what I love about Michael. Michael's just a really good person.
And Michael is with us. And Michael, they always say that, you know, business deals are always made on the golf course. Did you think striking up a conversation with a famous NFL player would lead you to something like this, this type of support?
I wasn't too sure. I was just glad and happy to be there and being able to meet Ronnie and being able to share my story and tell him, you know, what's going on with my life. I just took that as a blessing in its own. So for him to come out of his, you know, his willpower to come out and support me and help me through my journey trying to get to the PGA Tour, it meant a lot. But, it caught me a little bit off guard. I was just happy to be able to meet Ronnie and being able to strike up a conversation with him.
And Ronnie owns Tracy Toyota. If you're not from the Bay Area, if you just go over the Altamont Pass, Tracy is just less than an hour, really, from San Francisco. And he's going to rock the Tracy Toyota gear. Is that right, Ronnie?
Yeah, and what I love about it is Michael said, hey, look, I have a relationship already with some folks. You know, send me the information, send me the logos. We talked about, you know, the sponsorship. And think about this. Not only is he learning how to take care of himself, he's learning how to put a business deal together. He's learning all these other skills that comes along with being not just a great golfer, but imagine Jack Nicklaus and imagine, you know, some of the guys that were out there early on doing the same thing and asking and talking. And so my point is that here's a young man, you know, going through the same journey that a lot of guys go through, and that is, you know, finding sponsors, building relationships, and becoming an astute, you know, not only businessman, but an astute golfer.
Yeah, no doubt. A couple more questions for Ronnie Lott and Michael Herrera. And Michael, tell us a little bit more about the APGA Tour and about how they are trying to drive greater diversity into golf.
Yeah, well, I got to start with Ken Bentley and his staff and Michael Cooper, Adrian Steeles, Cole Smith, all those guys. They're our face. So they go out there and push the envelope to talk to the PGA Tour, talk to golf courses, talk to sponsors. And their mission really is to have a lot of us minorities be on the PGA Tour. So they want to see at least 5-6 more of us on the tour competing and not just making cuts, but having a chance to win on the weekend. So the PGA Tour, they've done an amazing job. The PGA Tour helping us out, giving us great golf courses to play and compete on. And so it's been great seeing it. 2 years ago, you know, we weren't on TPC golf courses. I remember as an am, we're playing at Chester Washington in Los Angeles, a municipal golf course. And now we're at, I remember Billy Horschel, one of the sponsors for the Billy Horschel Invitational Cisco. All those guys want to help out and see us succeed. So to see the tour grow and to see the tour want to help us out, it's inspirational to know that we have someone and a corporation that has our back.
So, Michael, one more question. Tell us how it will work for you to get to the PGA Tour, because I know sometimes it's convoluted the way you work your way up into that. What do you have to accomplish to rise up the ladder?
So I have PGA Tour Latin American Q School coming up, thanks to Ronnie helping me out. So I'll be out in Mazatlan, Mexico, November 9th through the 12th. So you want to get status on PGA Tour sanction tour. So that's the first step. And then you want to finish top five in either PGA Tour Latin America or PGA Tour Canada Q School, or Tour, I'm sorry. And that will get you your Korn Ferry card. And then I believe if you finish 6th through 15th, you get some sort of, you get to go to Korn Ferry Q School without going through first stage, I believe. So getting status on this tour, it's a big deal. So once you fight through the ranks to the PGA Tour Latin America, then you go to Korn Ferry. And, of course, Korn Ferry, you have to finish top 25 in the year to get your PGA Tour card. So it's a couple steps. And, you know, you got to work hard. It's not easy. It's not given to you. But I know if you put your head down and, you know, you keep grinding, and now that I have support from Ronnie and also the APGA Tour, Ken Bentley being one of my big supporters, I think there's a good chance to make a good run at this.
Great stuff. One last question, Ronnie. It's a football question, and we're about the same age. And, you know, growing up, the Pac-10 at the time, you know, so strong, and especially in L.A. with John Robinson and Terry Donahue, and now with the Pac-12, I'm not saying it's turned into Conference USA, but is it just a little down cycle right now? What's going to have to happen for California to hold on to their athletes and the Pac-12 to I don't know if get the SEC status, but just to get some of that love back?
Yeah, I think that, you know, and it's pretty simple. You know, one of the great things is investing in people. Here we are, you know, talking about what Michael needs, and I know this. Michael needs to have folks like us, people like you, you know, encouraging him and getting him to be able to have that drive, to have that tenacity, and then to hear Ken and what he has to do. And my point is that's what the Pac-12 needs to do, is that they need to be able to invest in great people, and that comes with, you know, getting a new commissioner. That comes with him taking on the responsibilities. It comes with understanding that you got to have a great coach, and you got to find great coaches in all the programs. SC's got to find a phenomenal coach. I mean, all of those things add up, and it's the same pursuit. The same pursuit of greatness is always in front of you every day. And so I'm thankful that, you know, I felt it. I'm thankful that when I was a kid, somebody showed me. And when I think of Deacon Jones, and I think of, you know, the Jim Browns of the world, and I think of, you know, the Bill Russells of the world, all of those guys lay the path. You know, they just lay the path. And if you think of the Brooks Robinsons, these guys lay the path. And for me, I had those kind of guys that I modeled and I wanted to be like. And here we are now trying to get Michael in that same pursuit, in that same kind of drive, getting to a point where hopefully one day he's sitting there saying, I'm feeling like Tiger did. I'm there in that kind of arena of knowing that, man, I'm one of the best. And I believe, and I truly know this, that it comes from a lot of people helping you. It comes from a lot of people supporting you. It comes from people that you don't even know. And so I'm glad that I have a chance to play that part, but I also know, man, there are 1,000 more people out there, and we're asking all of you guys that are listening, hey, man, come and help. Try to find a way to encourage somebody and try to find a way to be a part of this, you know, great opportunity of helping Michael and helping others achieve that goal of being on the PGA.
Great stuff from the Hall of Famer, Ronnie Lott. And make sure to look at the Lexus APGA Tour and look for Michael Herrera. He'll be the one wearing the Tracy Toyota hat. Hey, you guys, thanks for coming on the show, and all the best going forward.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.